is that a real fireplace?
No.
So I guess we can talk about it. If it were a real fireplace, it would have to have a place for the smoke to go up, which would be the
chimney.
Would you just list or name some of the rooms in the house?
Dining room, kitchen, bedroom.
In front of the fireplace, there's a tile business on the floor there. Call it the hearth or hearth.
Oh, hearth.
I never know which one to suggest because I never know which one's going to come out. And inside, of course, not in this one, but inside the fireplace, they have some metal things that you're laying.
And irons.
And above the fireplace, you have a place you put pictures and the clock. Looks like you have two of them on this.
I don't know, now I know any special name for them. Shelf, then I would use shelf for a lot of other things.
You wouldn't call it mantle?
Oh, mantle, yes.
And fireplace worked. They might have a name for the main log, the fireplace, the big log. I remember a name, back log for the or back stick. And the small pieces of wood that you use to start the fire, call that the start fire.
Kindling?
Never called it light wood.
No.
And the black stuff that gets inside the chimney is the
soot.
The stuff. You know, like here anyway. Now every so often you have to carry out the fireplace, you have to carry out the
ashes.
You wouldn't call them white ashes or any differentiation of different kinds of ashes.
Not particularly.
And I'm sitting in a
armchair. Or a straight chair.
And a general term for things like tables and chairs, TV sets, so forth.
Furniture.
And this is a...
Well, I've called that by more than one word. Couch, davenport, settee.
Is that a settee?
It's a little long for what I think of as a settee. I think of a settee as something about two-thirds as long as that.
That would be more a davenport or couch.
Yes.
Would they ever call something like that anything else? Child from the kind that just had one curve up at the end and not at the other?
Sofa.
Was that the kind that had the one end up,
yes,
not
so.
The other? I should have let you describe it.
Well, I doubt that I could have.
I often wondered what they called that thing that I used to sleep on at my grandfather's house. I'd take a nap when I was little, I'd go visit. It was leather and had wooden arms and had leather, just a leather piece on the arm also. It was leather. I remember sleeping on it. It was so hot to sleep on. What they call that, a davenport or so forth? Black leather, you know, probably. They didn't call it a lounge.
No, I might have.
Did you have another older, you remember a term they used to use for the bedroom? They ever call it?
Sleeping room.
Never called it chamber?
Well, I heard a bed chamber.
Is that the same as a bedroom?
Yes, I think so.
That would be prefaced by bed.
I think I would have used that more for an elegant room in the home of a president or something like that.
Upgrades it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to keep the sun from coming in, you'd go over there and pull down the
shade. Or curtain.
You see the one.
Yes. Now, I think of curtains more as the drapes and the white curtains.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have applied the word to the green shades too.
Yeah, many people do.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't call pull down the blinds. So.
Well, I know that term, but I think I would not use it.
You might shut blinds, but not pull them down.
Yeah.
That is Venetian.
Yes.
Blinds would be more in the Venetian.
Blinds might refer to shutters, too, the old-fashioned shutters.
Now, if you want to hang up your coat, you'd hang it up in the...
clothes closet. or just the closet.
You might just say closet.
Mm-hmm. I would have said closet as a child, I'm sure. Clothes closet is a later term for me.